This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
If you're watching this video or listening to the pod, congratulations, we survived Krampus Night. But don't feel too relieved just yet. Christmas still has monsters waiting in the dark. It's just getting started. I'm Alan Brill. Welcome to Brilliant, a podcast from the mind of Brill. Warning, it gets dark in here. There is a menagerie of dark Yuletide beasts waiting for us out there in the dark during this scary Christmas season. But this week, I'll look at just a few of them, just a selection of them. And I know I've done a lot on Krampus lately, but, you know, hey, can't leave them out. So here's a quick rundown of everybody's favorite Christmas devil, Krampus. Of course, the 5th of December is Krampus Night, the night that Krampus comes down from his mountain and snatches all the naughty boys and girls and carries them away in his basket back to his lair in the mountains to consume. Krampus is covered in black fur, and he has horns and stands erect on cloven hooves. He's wrapped in heavy chains and carries a mighty basket on his back. Now, after December 5th, which is Krampus Night, he comes and he gets all the bad boys and girls. On December 6th, St. Nicholas comes down and gives all the kids treats because the good little boys, they're all that's left alive. You know, in our culture or whatever, we have Santa Claus here in the States. And everywhere now, it's just turned into Santa Claus-centric. And if you're on the naughty list, then you know maybe he doesn't bring you a cool toy. Or, you know, in extreme cases, maybe he leaves a lump of coal in your stocking if you're a real jerk, which is a bummer, you know. It's disappointing. But think about these kids. If you're bad, a devil is going to come down from the mountains, stuff your ass in a sack, and tote you back to his cabin where he's going to eat you. So it's a whole different level of motivation there when you're dealing with Krampus Night. All right, now the next guy I'm going to cover, Pierre Fauteuil, Father Whipper. And it seems a lot like Krampus, like this could be the Krampus origin story. The folk tale is most times called St. Nicholas and the Butcher. See these three kids, they got lost in the forest. And there was a few days, and they were cold, and they were hungry. And finally, they staggered upon the butcher's cabin. And of course, he lets them in to where it's warm and sets them down around the table. But then he attacks them with a cleaver. He chops them, slices them up, and puts them in barrels of salt to preserve so he can cook them up later. Well, St. Nicholas puts it together that the kids have gone missing. The cabin's there, so he shows up at the butcher's house and kicks in the door and says, "No more slicing up children." Ha, because now you work for me. And wraps them in chains, and they go away. And now Father Whipper comes down and punishes all the bad boys and girls. And, you know, Santa keeps his hands clean. So, yeah. I think there's a lot of comparisons there between Father Whipper and Krampus. One of my favorites next up is the Christmas Cannibal Scarecrow. You see, Hans Trapp was a landlord, just a greedy, miserly man. He had no kindness, no mercy to people that was in his debt. And rumors soon spread that he was in league with the devil, and he might have been, because it seemed almost every day he grew wealthier and just meaner. Just a terrible person. Well, word made us all the way up to the Pope, who discovered he might be in league with the devil. And so he excommunicated him from the church, which allowed the people in the village to seize his money and his lands. And thus exiled, he went again up into the mountains and built a rudimentary shack up there to try to survive. And you stood up there, and it got cold, and it got Christmas time, and he's starving and he's freezing, and his hatred is consuming him. And then he got filled with a taste for the taboo. So he stuffed his clothes with straw and went down by a lonely road at the end of the cornfield that night. And then when morning came, he stood still, still as could be. People walked back and forth on the road, and everyone just thought it was a new scarecrow. And he waited, oh so patiently and oh so still, until a small boy was walking by alone, and he seen his opportunity, and he pounced on him, and he stabbed him through the heart with a sharp stick. And he drug his carcass back up to his cabin, and chopped him up and was roasting him on the fire. And it says he got him prepared and was about to lift the first forkful to his mouth. He was struck by lightning. But to this day, people still see a gaunt man in an overcoat stuffed with straw standing by the road during Christmas time. So be careful. He's still waiting to finish his Christmas feast. Side note about that. It seemed like it would have been better for lightning to strike him before he killed the child. I'm just saying, you know, just nitpicking there. Another one of my favorites is Belznickel, which is great because there's no actual murdering or eating of children with Belznickel, so you got to love that. Belznickel is Nicholas and Furs, and he'll show up a couple of weeks prior to Christmas. Have some questions, some tests to see if the kids are good or naughty, and he has treats and sweets with them, and if they pass the test and answer the questions correctly, they get treats. But he also carries a switch, and if they don't pass the test, if they're naughty, then he takes them out back and beats their ass. Of course, sometimes they don't even get that. If he shows up and the parents say, "Yeah, Alan's been a real jerk this year," takes him out, ties him up to a tree, and takes a switch to him. One thing I love about this is that in some villages, like each year, a different guy would dress up as Belznickel and go house to house. So it was like a real thing. They'd show up at your neighbor's house and be like, "Yeah, Alan, real jerk." And he'd take the kid out and beat his ass. So it's fun for the whole neighborhood. And we'll finish up with Grýla, which really roughly translates to growler, and this is an Icelandic figure. She, of course, lives in the cave. There's a little theme there. And she's a witch slash ogress, and she comes out on midwinter, or Yule, as they call it. And she's a real nasty character. They believe that she might have eaten one of her husbands because she found him boring, which, yeah. And I mean, there's no real catch, there's no real caveat. She just lurks in the mountains and comes down every now and then, and if kids are wandering around, then she'll randomly grab them and eat them. So don't go wandering in the woods after dark, I guess, is the moral of that. Yeah. You know what, we gotta close on a dark note with Frau Perchta, otherwise known as the Belly Slitter. Now, the Belly Slitter comes on January 6th, and she's looks like the classic witch with the mighty warty nose. And she roams the countryside, checking to make sure the children are well behaved and all their chores are done, particularly the spinning of wool. And if the chores are done and the children are industrious and well behaved, she may leave a silver coin in their shoe. But lazy or disobedient kids, well, they have a much, much darker fate in store for them. She, while they're sleeping, she sneaks in the room and slits open their bellies and rips out their innards and replaces it with trash and straw and rocks. And she sews them back up. So in the morning, their parents will come into the room in their blood-stained bed and see these horrible, horrible, gruesome dolls. And that's the belly slitter. These are just a few of my favorites. A lot left unsaid there, especially Grilla, you know, the Yule Cat and her 13 kids. I just barely covered them. But, yeah, most of this, and I can't recommend this more. This is The Fright Before Christmas by Jeff Belanger. And if you want to learn more about these characters I talked about and, oh, so much more about the lore and the origins and really dig into it, we're just doing a quick run tonight, but absolutely get this book. It is fantastic. It's a gorgeous book. It's very well written. It's got all the lore in there. Something you can put up in your mantle and pull it off every year around Christmas time. It's a wonderful tradition. You can get it on Amazon or wherever. Couldn't recommend it more. The Fright Before Christmas by Jeff Belanger. And hey, you know, quick hitter this week, folks. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and a scary Christmas, y'all.